Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, March 11th. This is Michael Collins Piper reporting to you live from Albany, New York, home of New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. Folks, I'm just kidding. I'm not reporting to you live from New York tonight. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. But I am well aware that everybody in the country, except for maybe Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who are fighting it out in Mississippi, looks as though Obama has won down there. Yes, a black man has won the Democratic primary in Mississippi. Keep that in mind. All the eyes of the nation are focused on New York State. What a lively scandal we've got there, folks. Unfortunately, we're not going to be talking about it tonight for several reasons. Number one, I have a guest coming on. We're going to be talking about something much bigger than a sex scandal. And secondly, I want to talk about the Eliot Spitzer affair tomorrow night. In fact, Mark Glenn is going to be joining me here tomorrow night, and we are going to be talking about the Eliot Spitzer affair, including some details that don't seem to be receiving the kind of attention that they should in the national media. And I think by tomorrow we're going to have a better handle on just what is happening with Eliot Spitzer, what his future is, and just precisely what the media is and is not going to tell us about the Spitzer affair. So I hate to throw a wet blanket on everybody's prurient interests about the Eliot Spitzer affair, and rest assured, it's safe to say we all have an inordinate interest in what's going on up there, folks. We are paying attention to it. Let's not try to pretend that we're not. No, rather, tomorrow night we're really going to get into a big discussion of it. There's another major story in the news today that by necessity we'll have to talk about tomorrow night, and I can't think of a better guest to talk about it with then Mark Glenn, and that is the story of the resignation of Admiral William Fox Fallon, head of the Central Command. You know, folks, I wrote a story about that for American Free Press this week, a story about Admiral Fallon. But I had to change my story before it goes to press, obviously, because Admiral Fallon resigned today. So I had to rewrite my story to reflect the fact that Admiral Fallon is no more, at least not as far as being in charge of America's Central Command in the Middle East. And that's bad news, folks. That's very, very bad news. That really is the big story of the day, the big story of the month, maybe the big story of the year. Very frightening story, and we will be talking about that tomorrow night on the show. However, tonight, and I want you to get your pen and paper handy, tonight we're going to be talking with the editor of a book that I've mentioned on this program before. It's a book that I think needs widespread distribution. Note I said he's the editor of the book, not the author of the book. He's the editor of the book. And this is a book that reflects what I would say another big news story of the past year, a story that I think has the potential to continue to be a big story, not only in the coming year, but in the years ahead, if we all take advantage of the situation and make what we've called the Ron Paul Revolution a very significant reality, not a dream, but a reality. This Ron Paul revolution we've heard about this past year has been a big story, folks. Ron Paul didn't get anywhere near the Republican nomination, but he made a big splash, and we are going to be talking about the Ron Paul revolution here tonight. So please get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to tell you more about this book about Ron Paul. We'll be joined by the editor very shortly. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Going to a break. When we come back, we'll proceed.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Folks, if you are now a reader of American Free Press, or if by chance, as many of you were previously readers of the Spotlight, that means that you have literally read thousands upon thousands of words written by our guest here tonight. You've read perhaps millions of words that have been edited by him. Our guest tonight is the former editor of American Free Press, former managing editor of American Free Press, and before that, the editor of the Spotlight for several years in its closing days, if that makes sense, Chris Petherick. Chris has been out on his own for about the last year, but he is still active in affairs that are of interest to patriots, and something that he has done, and I'm glad that he's done it, is compile the Ron Paul Revolution, an assembly of the writings and speeches of Congressman Ron Paul. The book has a foreword by Charlotte Iserbite. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. I can never remember it. Iserbite. Okay, thanks, Chris. But Chris has been the primary editor of this book. It is a fantastic assembly, fully 276 pages in length, with a very detailed index of the preeminent writings of Congressman Ron Paul on a wide variety of issues. And what I want to do here tonight is talk with Chris about this book specifically, but generally about his perceptions of the impact of the Ron Paul Revolution and where it's going to go, because it really is much bigger than Ron Paul, but Ron Paul has become the centerpiece of this new movement that's really taken hold, as I see it, in large part because of the Internet. So, Chris, if we could start off, I'd just like your comments about my comments, my opening remarks.
Sure. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to discuss the book that we've basically, in a nutshell, what we did was we looked at about a decade of his writings. And
that's a lot of writing, by the way.
It's a huge, huge amount of columns and speeches, too, we went through. And We began looking at what we could find out as just to sort of define his vision, his ideas, his basic beliefs that he has. He's put out a couple books himself, but I think what really sets this book apart from everything else that's out there on this is that it offers such a broad spectrum of his views and his writings. It handles everything from his views on healthcare and medicine, to his views on privacy, to his views on constitutional government, to his views on taxes, to his views on agriculture, even in some respects. And so this is something that, you really would literally have to spend weeks and weeks and weeks, online, researching his columns, researching what's going on, and then try to put that all together in one simple book. And also, I should add, there were a number of instances where he spoke about, some esoteric legislation, some legislation that he's introduced that people wouldn't necessarily be familiar with, and we went ahead and researched that legislation and had put little editor's notes in there indicating the status of that legislation. So it really provides additional information beyond just his writing and his own views.
Chris, let me throw in my endorsement for your summary there, and I'll tell you why this book is of particular interest to me, because when Ron Paul first started getting some attention, both nationally and internationally, a friend of mine in Japan sent me an email and asked me if I could recommend some of the writings of Ron Paul. And I was aware that Ron Paul had written several books, but at the time I said to him, and I think I even may have mentioned this to you and several of the people around the AFP office, that although he had all these different books, there was none that really captured the essence of Ron Paul. Well, this book that you put together really does do just that. I mean, if anybody wants to know where Ron Paul stands in the issues, this is the book that does it. But I think it's even bigger, as I say, than Ron Paul, because this movement that Ron Paul has set in motion, and I think probably in some respects it got even bigger than he ever realized it could be, I think this movement is going to continue whether or not Ron Paul even remains in the presidential race. We can talk about his particular options, his particular intentions a little bit later. But that's why I think this book is important, and very soon I'm going to ask you to give some contact information.
Sure.
Where people can get the book, so that'll give them time to get their pen and paper handy. But I just right now, Chris, we have about 4 minutes before the break. I'd like to ask you, what is your perception? I'm really unclear as to what Ron Paul is saying right now as to what his intentions are for the rest of this election cycle.
Well, I was, before I came on, I was doing some homework here for your show to just do a little research and, figure out sort of his status and where he's at. And
that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know, so tell me what your impression is.
Sure. There's a lot of, speculation as to what he's going to do. I know the Libertarian Party has sort of reached his hand out to him. I've heard some people say, people who claim to know him say, oh, there's no way and, no chance that he would ever jump to the Libertarian Party. His House seat is safe right now. He has a Republican. He ran back in 1988. He's done it once before. I think he's probably feeling good right now coming off the fundraising that he's done. I think according to what I had seen, he raised somewhere around $32.5 million. And according to Open Secrets, which I have right here, he has spent approximately, let me just pull that up right now, he spent approximately $26.5 million, which leaves him about $6 million on hand. Most of that money has been spent purchasing media, staffing, and hosting events that he's held. So he's still got quite a bit of money, you know, but it seems like it has slowed down considerably, and that's because I think everybody is sort of doing the same thing we're doing, scratching our heads, wondering what this guy's going to do next. So I don't really know if anybody can get inside his head and determine what he's going to do. Certainly his son has said that they have every intention of staying all the way to the convention. I think they have some hope of running kind of a sort of a guerrilla campaign where they can pick up some delegates, but it's pretty clear that McCain locked this down. I think one of the unfortunate things of this is that, you know, maybe some of Ron Paul's people went into this thinking that the actual nominating process in both the Republican and the Democratic Party, I might add, is fair and is something that's reflective of what the people want. And it's really the caucus system, as you probably know, is manipulated by who has the most money and who has sort of the people behind the scenes who can kind of organize and manipulate the system. And the same thing goes for the primaries in some respects. So it's necessarily, you know, who they can get out to vote for an individual. But so I think that, you know, the simple fact that Ron Paul, you know, while he hasn't secured a tremendous amount of support in the Republican Party, I think what's more important here, and this is really what people should be talking about, is the issues that he's raising. And this is really what the book is about. And it couldn't come at a more timely point in that, you know, we're looking at the collapse of essentially of the banking system in the United States. I mean, it's in serious trouble. It was just an article that was posted to American Free Press's website today, a link talking about, you know, Warren Buffett warning of the $500 trillion in derivatives. That is a ticking time bomb that's hanging over the heads of everyone and could pull down the financial structure here in the United States. And Ron Paul has written extensively about the general problem of fiat money, and that's the money standard that we have here in the United States, and the simple fact that it's open for abuse, and that his writings about the Federal Reserve and how the Federal Reserve is really nothing more than an organization that was created to enrich bankers and to figure out ways to take your money and put it in the hands of the banks. And he's written extensively about this.
Well, you know, this week I've written, I think I mentioned this to you, I've written a review of the Ron Paul Revolution, this book that you put together. I've written it for American Free Press. And the point that I make here is that, just as I said earlier, this movement that has evolved around Ron Paul's candidacy is very much a movement of issues. I hear people frequently referring to it now as the freedom movement. There is this concept that swirls around Ron Paul's persona, around his candidacy, and it does have to do with issues, and that's what makes it so unique. Because, you know, we have Barack Obama. His campaign isn't one of issues, it's one of a concept that people are talking about change, and he's captured a lot of support there, but he hasn't really talked issues. Ron Paul has accumulated a massive amount of money from good grassroots people around the country who are giving him money because they support him on these issues, and these issues aren't going to go away. I mean, Ron Paul could, God forbid, Ron Paul could be run over by a pickup truck tomorrow. But the issues that he has articulated, the issues that he's pounded away on for all these years, are not about to go away. And I think, personally, as I say in my review in American Free Press this week, that this book, The Ron Paul Revolution, is a virtual handbook, a primer, for a lot of future Ron Pauls running for state, local, and national office, people who want to have a handle on the kind of rhetoric and issues that Ron Paul has focused on. And that's what I think makes this book so valuable, Chris.
Well, I appreciate that. We had every intention of really, we looked at it as, you know, when we sat down and started going over all of this, we were scratching our heads thinking whether we should approach this chronologically or we should approach this by issues. And we put the issues out front.
That's exactly what you've done, and done it very well. All right, we are going to the break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chris to give you some data as to how you can get a copy of this book. And then I would urge you to call in. Let's talk about Ron Paul. Number here is 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mike Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Our guest is Chris Petherick, the former editor of American Free Press, and now he has put together as editor a new book, The Ron Paul Revolution. And yes, that's exactly what it's about, the writings and speeches of Congressman Ron Paul. And I would add, there's another particular value of this book, in that over the years, I know I've heard from a lot of readers of the Spotlight and from American Free Press, they write in or they call in and ask for advice about writing letters to the editor. You know, newspapers require that you usually limit your letters to the editor to about 500 words, maybe sometimes even less than that. And people want some guidance as to how to write and what to write about some particular issue. Well, the glory of this book, The Ron Paul Revolution, is that here we have, between two covers, a book that covers so many good issues, important issues, from a traditional constitutional, you might even call it conservative in the classic good sense of the word, point of view. And people can use this book as a resource for doing just that. So, Chris, that having been said, I'd like you to tell people how they can get the hard copy edition of this book, or if they want, they can also go online, I guess, and get an ebook version of it. So tell us about the hard copy version.
Sure,
first.
Sure. There's two ways you can actually get it. You can send check or money order to my address. That's P.O. Box 638 Cheltenham, and I'm going to spell that for people, Cheltenham, Maryland, 20623. Or you can visit my website, which is stores.lulu.com/brandywinehouse. And you can order a hard copy off of that website. Or if you prefer, you can order an electronic version of it. And there we call it the non-dead tree version that you can get. And the price for the hard copy of the book is $22.95. And the price of the electronic version is only $9.95. So a lot of people like that electronic version better, but that's certainly up to them. Some people prefer, like me, to actually sit back in a chair and read a hard copy of a book, and so that works out better. So either one is fine. If you order by check or money order, there's about a 2-week delay on that. So you expect about 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get your book. If you order off the website tonight or tomorrow, you can pretty much guarantee that you'll get that within 6 days, so less than a week.
Yeah, now, Chris, I should clarify for people, we refer to the new introduction of the concept of hard copy. A lot of people think that means it's a hardbound book. No, the actual book is a paperback book, but we call it hard copy as opposed to soft copy, which is now
the internet, it gets very, very confusing
right. That way.
Yeah, it is soft cover, 278 pages, 350 index entries. It's broken up into, I believe, what is it, six actual individual chapter breakdowns, I think, six or seven. I don't have it right in front of me.
You have nine, it looks like to me.
Excuse me.
I have a copy of the book in front of me.
There you go. Yeah, I don't. I walked away from my copy that I had right there. So it's nine individual sections, and then each of those has multiple columns and speeches which are included under there, and you probably have it in front of you, but it's everything from healthcare to privacy to big government to
taxes, immigration, foreign policy, gun owner rights.
It covers
the gamut.
Immigration and the welfare state. It pretty much covers his writings in entirety, and it's all just contained in one book.
Yeah, that's what makes it great. Now, people should make their checkout to what, Brandywine House?
Brandywine House, that's correct.
Okay,
yep.
I'm going to read the address again. It's Brandywine House, just like it sounds, P.O. Box 638, Cheltenham, Maryland, 20623. And the website on the Internet, of course, is stores, S-T-O-R-E-S, dot Lulu, L-U-L-U, dot com, /Brandywinehouse, all one word. So, folks, we'll give that information later here in the hour before we wrap it all up. But right now we do have some callers, Chris. We are going to be getting ready to go to a break in a moment. So I'm going to bring Betty from North Carolina up. Betty, you'll be hearing the music in a moment.
Are you there?
Yes, Betty. So
okay.
you can hang on for the break. So
fine.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Betty.
Oh, alrighty. Earlier today on the station, they were suggesting that Ron Paul enter into a debate and kind of had pseudo representatives of the candidates he'd be running against. I guess that two Democratic candidates, but. Have a some control over being able to talk to the issues and reply to what their accusations were, perhaps. And I'm just hoping that something like that could be done you know, even on a CD that you could get out.
Where did you see this on? Was this on Neil Cavuto's show? Is that what you said? Or where did you see this?
No, this was John Stantmiller's.
Okay, all right. Well, we do have the break coming up right here. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hang on there, Betty.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here with Chris Petherick, editor and publisher of the new book, The Ron Paul Revolution. I do strongly suggest you get your hands on a copy of it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a special guest here tonight, Chris Petherick, who's the editor of the new book, The Ron Paul Revolution. We are going to give you the contact information for that once again here before we wrap up the show. In the meantime, though, get your pen and paper handy. Before we go back to our caller, I need to tell you about one of our sponsors here on RBN. It's the Freeze-Dry Guy, and the website is freezedryguy.com. They provide you freeze-dried foods, and they maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Now, you ask, why should you store emergency food? Well, keeping food on hand for emergencies is kind of like having insurance on your home or your car. With freeze-dried foods, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis, and like our guest here was talking about tonight, you know, with the economic situation in this country, you never know what's going to happen. So this is very good time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing food. So go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Do check them out. We have these good sponsors here that make this programming possible, freezedryguy.com. Okay, well, we have Betty from North Carolina with us. Betty, you were talking about the possibility that Ron Paul kind of arranged some sort of debate where he can actually focus on the issues with against the representatives of these other candidates. That's not a bad idea. Ron Paul does have some money in the bank. That's something he could conceivably do. But whether he is going to take that course, that's something else we can only speculate on.
Yeah, I wouldn't rely on the mainstream media either jumping up and down about, you know, coming out with these issues. I mean, it's anybody who's watched these debates has seen clearly that they do their best to sideline Ron Paul over the course of them. They give him, you know, 5 minutes, 7 minutes in a two-hour debate while, you know, focusing on people like McCain, Mitt Romney, and these who say nothing. And so you know, I mean, it's unfortunate, but the reality is that the American people are going to have to educate themselves, and they're going to have to go out, and they're going to have to find the candidates they like and support the candidates they like, and they're going to have to learn about these people. And that's really it. Call them up, ask them to send you material. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You can't watch Fox News, you can't watch CNN, you can't watch any of these shows, because really what they're interested in is they're interested in who they can package up and serve to, you know, the lazy country. That's really what it is.
And you know, that's, I'll tell you something, that's another importance of this book here we're talking about tonight, Betty, because you know, you can easily tell people, well, if you want to find out about Ron Paul, get on the internet. Well, you can find out about Ron Paul, but there's, you know, there's his own website, and then there's probably 100, if not 1,000 others that are talking about Ron Paul. But you know, a lot of people still to this day don't know how to use the internet, but you can hand them a book. And this is the book you can hand them, The Ron Paul Revolution. And that's why I like this book, because it's something that you can hand to a neighbor and say, you know, you've heard about Ron Paul. Well, now you can actually sit down in the privacy of your home at your own convenience and just read through and see what he has to say. And this is a way of getting the word out person by person, you know. And then, you know, I always say that, you know, you put this book or something like this in the hands of someone, you might inspire someone who has a lot of money to go out and become a candidate themselves, or someone to set up an organization that will promote these ideas and keep these ideas in circulation, because Ron Paul is just one man. And let's face it, Ron Paul is 72 years old, I think, 72 or 74 years old. He's not going to be around forever. So we got to do everything we can to keep the ideas alive, the movement alive. But, you know, like you say, Betty, that's important, the issues, and it's important that Ron Paul articulates them. But it's even more important that all these thousands of people out there continue to get the message out.
I agree.
Okay, well, Betty, I appreciate
it. Let me just put
yeah, go ahead.
In, and that is that when the parties finally make their decision, things might not be what they are today. And I don't expect the media to do anything, but I would like to have the groundwork laid in case he can do something when they make the final decision.
That's right. You know, we really don't know what's going to happen. A lot of things could happen in the meantime, and that's why we got to keep the motion, keep the momentum that Ron Paul has built up. We got to keep it alive on the national basis, you know, as Ron Paul is running for re-election to Congress. And who knows, you know, we don't know even now whether Ron Paul is actually going to endorse John McCain. He's never exactly said that he will.
Yeah, I think he's
some hope.
My understanding is he's come out pretty strongly against that he doesn't anticipate endorsing John McCain. John McCain doesn't even need his delegates anyway, so there's really no, you know, there's no reason for McCain to approach Ron Paul about this. So you know, it's McCain's pretty much locked it up, and certainly I don't think Ron Paul expects any favors from John McCain.
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So.
Well, listen, Betty, I appreciate your call. Let's just do what we can do to keep this thing going.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. Okay. We have Byron calling from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
How you doing tonight?
Well, once again, I'm going to say something that's probably not going to quite go along with what you guys are thinking and saying.
Well, go ahead.
Probably you'll get pissed off at me.
Well, maybe we will.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
You're talking about this momentum. He spent $25 or $26 million. He garnered about 5% of the vote. Ralph Nader, that never had peanuts to spend, as far as I know, he got about 5% in 2000, I believe. So, what you're talking about, this big momentum, I don't know where it is. I don't see it. I think the people that did support Ron Paul, I think they were very enthusiastic. I think fooled a lot of people, because they were hard workers. They were dedicated. And, you know, I'd hear a lot of people go, well, Jesus, you ought to see all the Ron Paul signs. Well, the thing is, you could take two or three dedicated people in a certain precinct or district, and they can scatter a hell of a lot of signs and make it look like there's a lot of support out there. But the fact of the matter is, Ron Paul never had a lot of support. And, I mean, we can say everything that we want to say. Maybe people liked the message that he was trying to get out there, but the people never bought it. They didn't go and vote for it. I'm going to say something else you ain't going to like. If you ever notice, Ron Paul, I think he's a wonderful, decent human being. I think that. I think what you see is what the man is. But on a lot of the debates, he could get some of the silliest, quirkiest looks on his face. And I tell you, and I don't know if the media or the cameras would just always catch him, but he would, there was some debates that he would get a look on his face that it made him look like he's kind of a dummy.
Well,
I mean,
Byron, I tell you, I think you've actually you certainly haven't pissed me off, and I don't think you pissed Chris off, but I would just say this, that I think you've just made, for me, the point that I've been making. The fact is that those of us who were realists knew that Ron Paul was never going to get the Republican nomination, but the fact is, this movement of hardworking, dedicated people did coalesce around Ron Paul. Many of these people, I am absolutely certain from what I've read, comments by them on the internet, in the mainstream media, many of these people have never gotten involved in politics before. These are not people who've been readers of American Free Press. These aren't even people who've been listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But you know what? They're all potential new readers of American Free Press. They're all potential new listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they are all potential future political candidates and activists who are going to get out there and continue to spread the word. That is the value of what Ron Paul has done in this campaign. And in the future, this is what we need to keep in mind. And I repeat myself here.
Yeah.
Ron Paul is only one man. This movement is much bigger than one man. We don't know, but we can hope that in the next year or in the next 4 years, there's going to be somebody who's going to emerge out there who maybe doesn't have what you call the silly looks that Ron Paul gives in the media. There may be someone out there who has a better fundraising capacity than Ron Paul. There may be somebody out there who can even articulate the issues better than Ron Paul. So that's why we need to keep the issues alive. That's what I say, Byron.
Yeah,
here's a point
Byron,
I wanted
Byron,
to finish
wait,
up
one
making.
Second. Let me
25 million. I mean, third candidates, or I mean, you know, fringe candidates or whatever you call them, normally they don't get the opportunity to get out and get their message out, because they can't raise $25 million unless you're a Ross Perot. And I think Ron Paul, there was a few things that in my humble opinion, I think that he really ticked off a lot of supporters. And I'll give you an example why I think that. As candidates were dropping out, especially after Mitt Romney dropped out, you would have thought that his support would have taken off in the races afterwards. And they never moved. They stayed right around that 5%. Huckabee is out, and I guess Ron Paul is still running, and his numbers ain't going to improve any more than they were before.
Well, again, Byron, I think it all comes back. Again, I think you're just still making my point that this movement is not just a Republican movement. It's a movement that I think is, in many respects, I've described it as kind of a dark cloud hovering over the Republican Party, because it represents ideas that were old-fashioned Republican ideas, traditional Republican ideas, that still do have a base of support, and that's why we need to keep the ideas alive. Now, Chris, you wanted to make a point there.
I just wanted to say that, Byron, I mean, you do raise some good points there, and I think that that these are things that people sort of have to look back upon and look at. But let me just say that at the same time, it's and I've seen this time and time again, it's a very black and white approach to politics, to elections, to change in general. You look at, wins and losses. You don't necessarily look at people like Ron Paul are, and I've heard this analogy used before, are the type of guys who advance the ball down the field. They move everything a little farther. And it can take generations sometimes for these changes to actually take place. And I think we're seeing a time right now that, especially as people get squeezed more, as gas prices go up, just this mortgage fiasco that was going on. There was AFP had an article last week in its issue about stagflation and about the Federal Reserve. People don't really understand the role the Federal Reserve plays in creating all of these problems. And, they think, well, they lower the interest rate. Well, okay, sure, you lower the interest rate. That means that more money will be easier for me to get a loan. But they don't understand that they're actually devaluing the currency, that they're playing with this fiat money. Well, Ron Paul talks about all this stuff, and there has yet to be, and you mentioned Ralph Nader before. Well, I guarantee you could go out there today and you say, Ralph Nader, Ron Paul. I would tend to believe that more people would at least recognize Ron Paul's name nowadays than they would say Ralph Nader. I mean, he's been out for a number of years. I know he's making an independent run right now, but I think that he really has moved the ball down the field for a lot of people, and that really gets to what Mike is talking about.
Let me draw an analogy here, which is probably as accurate an analogy from a political standpoint as you can draw. In 1964, Barry Goldwater was sunk with like 39% of the vote up against Lyndon Johnson. Now, there were a lot of factors involved in that election. That was in 1964, but everybody says, and I think they're correct about this, that, Ron, the big thing that came out of the 1964 election was a guy named Ronald Reagan who gave a speech supporting Barry Goldwater. That speech led to Ronald Reagan's election as governor. And then by 1984, Ronald Reagan was running for re-election as president of the United States, and he won, unless I'm mistaken, in the biggest landslide in American history. And that was all as a consequence of what Barry Goldwater did in 1964. And there will be many, many people who will tell you accurately, without bias, that Barry Goldwater was not the best candidate in the world, but he put out ideas that took root in the Republican Party, for better or for worse, maybe not the best ideas in every respect, but nonetheless, he laid the groundwork. He carried the ball, as Chris put it here. And by 1980, he was becoming president of the United States. And as Barack Obama has said, much to the distress of Hillary Clinton, Ronald Reagan set the tone for political debate in this country. And even to this day, the Republicans are tripping over themselves, trying to portray themselves as the new Ronald Reagan. So well, it was all ideas, and it came about because a guy like Ronald Reagan, who had a certain talent, was able to take the ideas and use them in a way that Barry Goldwater was not able to do.
Yeah.
So, Byron, I thank you for your call.
Can I just finish up with one?
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Everybody says there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans once they're elected, and I agree with it. They're controlled and owned by Wall Street, big corporation, AIPAC, probably first. So there's no difference. How much better would it have been if, with that $25 or $30 million, if truly Ron Paul was wanting to do something for the betterment of United States and for the people, if he stepped out and started a third party with that kind of money, I guarantee you he wouldn't have lost any votes. And he probably would have gathered a lot of votes, a lot of new people, if indeed he could have came out and said, hey, we are really for a change. We're getting out of this this crap that's going on now where everybody's controlled by the same people. And there's one other thing, and I've brought this up before. Ron Paul cut his own throat. And I mean, a lot of people says, oh, he couldn't say anything about it because, you know, people look at him as crazy. Well, when 40% of the American people think the government was involved in 9/11, he got up in the debates more than once and just absolutely, totally denied 9/11 and any government involvement. And like I said, when you have 40% of the people that claim that thinks the government was involved one way or another, and he slapped the people in the face by denouncing them, and I'll bet you the hardcore of the people that did support him were 9/11 truthers. And
if we were going to rely on the 911 truthers, as you call them, to be the foundation of Ron Paul even having a chance of getting elected president, then that could have never happened. But it still comes back to the bottom line, Byron. We're talking about issues.
All right, well, I'll get off the phone. Thanks for listening.
All right, Byron. Byron made some good points, but he missed the whole point that we're talking about here. Issues, the Ron Paul Revolution. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to get that book again. We'll try to squeeze in one more caller, Russ from Dallas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right. right, ladies and gentlemen. As I say, it's all about the issues, not the man. The book is The Ron Paul Revolution. You can order it from Brandywine House, P.O. Box 638. That's P.O. Box 638, Cheltenham, Maryland, 20623, or go online at stores.lulu.com/Brandywine House. Okay, Chris, we have another caller. I'm going to bring him up. We have Russ in Dallas. Russ, you only have a couple minutes, but go ahead.
Michael, thank you for taking my call. I'm proud of the fact that you consistently bring the most well-thought-out political perspective to RBN, and you do it in an hour. Ron Paul, to me, has really let me down, and you're right, it is about the issues. I have a Ron Paul sticker on my truck. I have a Ron Paul sign in my yard. I have Ron Paul T-shirts. I even have a stamp where I've stamped all of my currency that I spend with Ron Paul for president. Now, I still consistently have people come up to me and say, who the hell is Ron Paul? They don't know. Now, here's my point. Michael, in the Texas primary, in the weeks leading up to the Texas primary, the radio and mainstream television were absolutely covered with Obama and Hillary and McCain advertising. I did not see one single, or did not hear one single Ron Paul radio or television advertisement, not one. Now, I'm sorry, that's not the mainstream media's fault.
Yeah,
Ron Paul has sold us short.
I think in this case he was focusing more on his race in his own congressional district, and that's what his priority was. And
why didn't he consider that before he ever took on the task of becoming a Republican presidential nominee?
Well, I will say to his defense, I don't think that he raised $600,000 to defend his House seat. I did see that earlier today when I was looking. Chris Hayden, I think is his name, I think that's how you say it, who ran against him, was pulling in a lot of out-of-state money, there were charges certainly levied that Hayden was set up to take, Ron Paul down, to essentially boot him out of the party at that point. I know how expensive purchasing media can be, how expensive, hosting events can be. It's $26 million seems like a lot, but you think about it at the same time, somebody like Obama, who's raised $190 million, or Hillary Clinton, who I think has raised somewhere around $170, $180 million, and she just last month, I think we were reading that, I don't know whether this was a publicity stunt or not, but that some of her top staffers were not taking money and were not taking pay, and that she had dumped $6 million of her own into her account. So
Christopher, are you saying that Ron Paul, the Texas primary in his home state, was of so little importance that he couldn't put one single television or radio advertisement in a media market the size of Dallas?
Yeah, I haven't looked at the I haven't looked at the specifics of his FEC filings to see, just how much money he had going into Texas. So I really don't know. So I can't really speak intelligently about that. I can say this, that I know that he spent a great deal of money in New Hampshire. I know he spent a great deal of money in Iowa, I believe. And it's very easy to blast through that money very quickly.
I think the only way for him to vindicate himself at this point is to mount a third-party campaign.
Well, I hope he does it. I hope he does it, because, like I say, it's all a matter of keeping the issues alive, and if Ron Paul is the vessel, if he is the vehicle, if he is the entity to do it, then it's incumbent upon him to do it. Thanks for your call, Russ. Chris, we got to wrap it up here. Thanks for coming aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we all agree that the issues are what's most important here, and Ron Paul has laid the groundwork. Check out this book, The Ron Paul Revolution. It tells you what the issues are. All right, thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We had another caller. Apologies to Mo from Oregon. We couldn't get him up tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night with Mark Glenn. Be sure to tune in.